Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our teachers meeting, followed by our convocation meeting. We just thank and praise the Lord for being on here tonight. I give God all the praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm going to get ready to just have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father. I wonder why that phone's doing that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you now, God. I ask you to just bless this meeting, God. Just bless the ones that's on here, God, that's interested, God, in teaching or whatever it is, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight to cover each one of them, cover each one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to let us have a successful meeting. Lord, let us have great participation in the name of Jesus, and let us learn and talk about the different topics that we need to teach on. Father, I just ask you to cover everyone now and their families now, Lord, and cover this meeting. Bless this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. So we have Prophetess Nelson and Prophetess Rome. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So good to hear your voice. Yes, ma'am. I hear both y'all.
Good evening,
so glad to hear your voice. How are you?
Doing a lot better.
Doing okay.
A lot better.
Really? You were sick?
Me and the babies are sick.
Really?
Well, I said a baby, but, you know, she's my baby.
Well, she's your baby, honey. I'm sure if you hear that, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, thank you.
We're just trying to wait for a few more to come on. I started texting them at 3 o'clock. Let me see. These are teachers. Let me see. Jay Sanford not going to come on. I just relay it to him. And who else? Lisa Harris. Let me see, are you coming on? So when people done worked all day, they ain't got time to wait like this. I haven't worked all day, but it feel like I have.
I'm sitting here at work now.
Are you?
I am. Been here since 9 this morning.
What? Girl?
Yeah,
girl,
no.
Your
oh my goodness! In
due season, Apostle. In due season.
Yeah, I know. Know where Bishop at? I know we're supposed to have six teachers, and I know Jay Sanford, he's not going to be on. We have Lisa Harris, supposed to. We have Prophetess Nelson. We have Bishop Davis. That's four right there. And Apostle Joanne Brown. And it's somebody else. I don't know. But anyway, we supposed to teach. Unless, I mean, I can do it if I have to, but we all know, and you can choose which one you want to teach about the prayer, faith, what else? Let me pull it up on my phone because I don't wrote some of everything. Let me see. I don't know where it is. Let me see if Carlin got it. Let me see. Because they already made the flyer. Let me see. Yeah, here it is. It's Galatians 3:22 presented. Wait a minute. The theme is possessed by faith, proven by obedience, and presented in prayer. I want whoever going to teach can choose from those. Possessed by faith, proven by obedience, and presented in prayer. So, yeah. And we just wanted to really know what you wanted to talk about in the teaching. And we wanted everybody to be here. And I guess people working and they tired, you know, like I said. But we gotta have the meeting for the Holy Convocation. We just wanted to talk to the teachers so they can pick out what they want to talk about. See if I can call Jay.
So was it talk to the amount of time or good evening, the amount of time that we'll be teaching and that.
Well,
how long?
I said a good half an hour, and you're going to do it there for 3 days. Wait a minute. No, you're not going to do it for 3 days. But it's going to be a half an hour each, or 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Possessed by faith, proven by obedience, presented in prayer. And the scriptures are... I think Galatians 3:22.
3:22.
First Samuel 15:22. Oh, God. And then Isaiah 43:26. But of course, you can use any scripture that you want. You see what I'm saying?
You said 43:26.
43:26 Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any topic that you want to talk about, you know, teach about, I'm going to try to pick Jay and see if he want to come on. I can bring him on the phone. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, because I know the other girls, I think Sandra Lee Riney, I don't think she's a teacher, or Michelle Manny. I mean, I don't think they want to teach. Mm-hmm. I don't say they ain't no teacher. But I thought we had enough teachers. I really did. Mm-hmm. But they're not showing up. And then maybe because they already showed up. I'm just trying to do this so we won't get off of focus. I know y'all tired of us. I'm tired too. Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
I
Michael.
Am.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I know you tired and you looking. She just mm-hmm. getting on over, getting feeling better too. Girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm good. I am.
How the baby doing?
We're all doing good. If she leaves next week to go back to college, so.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, she'll be good and good, done good by then. Mm-hmm. Mm. He didn't text back. Yes, he might, because he didn't want to. He just told me to relay the messages to him, but if he can talk over the phone, I can bring him in if he would answer. Mm-hmm. That's the DJ here on the Detroit local radio. He's going to teach
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Jason. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to teach too. And you, Bishop Davis. I don't know if Lisa don't be able to do it. I really don't. There's somebody, I don't know who this is.
Hello?
Hello? How are you?
Yes. Well, I've been better. My name's Nick. I hope you can hear me. There's some music in the background here, but I hope I'm coming through okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, I could really use some prayer. I'm having some issues with my dad. It's affecting the family.
Okay, is he sick?
Well, it's a mental issue. So technically, you know, he used to be a very God-fearing church-going man. And he used to go to church every Sunday. And then, I don't know, someone, my uncle, my cousin actually brought him to one of these drag brunch things. And he just mm-hmm. He just became, you know, sort of groomed. He became enamored with that lifestyle. And now he's every Sunday he's at these drag brunches. He watches these drag shows on TV. That's actually where we are
mm-hmm.
now. That's why I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. We're at one of these drag clubs. Okay. And he just runs around saying hello to all of his new drag queen friends, and it's like, I don't even know my dad anymore. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so what's his name?
His name's Howard. My name's Nick. And he's just running around here, you know, saying hello. Hi, Bella, to all of this. Hello, Pebble, you know, all these people with all these weird names. Mushu, hello. You know, and I don't know what to do. I'm trying to get control over the situation, but he's really just gone off the deep end.
Okay. Well, I can pray for him, you know, but, you know, you have to believe. He needs to hear it, but I can pray for it. Where is he?
I'm going to try to get him by the phone and grab him here. But do you think, I mean, what's with these drag performances? I don't know if he's homosexual now or what the story is, but it's like it's totally invaded his brain.
I don't really know about that. You know, I know the devil can do anything to anybody that accepts it. But, you know, if he accepting stuff like that, that's kind of what it is. But I can pray for him if you want me to. If he, you know, if you
I'd
can get him to the
it.
Phone. Or...
Yeah, I'm going to try. And, you know, I just got engaged. And he doesn't even care that I just got engaged, you know, I'm going to have a wife soon. He hasn't even acknowledged it. And I just wish he would acknowledge that and be proud of me as his son and give some glory to God as well, you know?
Amen. Amen. Well, I understand, and I can pray for that, and I'll keep praying for him until,
okay, well, hang on. Let me
know.
Get him here. His name, Dad, you got to stop. And come to the phone. Okay, hang on. His name's Howard.
Okay.
Come here, pick up, please. Yeah. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm at my club. I'm saying hello to Bella and Pebbles and all my friends. Who is this?
This is Apostle Deborah Deans. I want to pray for
you. Do you ever go to the drag shows and see all the people, Mushu, Pebble?
No, I don't. I go to church.
Well, I used to go to church, but that never gave me this feeling of elation that I have now. Now I have so much more joy here with these folks.
But what I'm saying, it may not be the right kind of joy, though.
But I feel so happy. I feel elation. I feel elation.
Well, I don't know what that is, but I do know I can pray for you if you would like me to pray for you.
Hi, Mushu. How are you? Sorry, I'm saying hello to my friend across the park. Pebble. I love that. I have so much fun here.
Okay, well, I mean,
do you see what I'm dealing with here? That you see what he's up to all the time now?
Yeah.
Can you tell him, please, that people like Bella and Pebble are not his son, and these are not the people of the Lord?
Yes, I can. Is he still on?
He can hear. Yeah, I'm here.
You're here? Okay. Well, I just want you to. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, that's the same person.
Is that Mushu?
He's literally the same person.
Okay.
What he's dealing
Bella?
With.
Can I just hang
up? That's what I was saying to.
Pebble.
Okay.
Yeah, he's. What you're dealing with is a multi demon. This is what they call Legion. He has multiple personalities. So when you're talking to one, you're talking to one, but then as he begins to talk in the drag, you're talking to another.
Okay.
Okay. And that's why it's quiet.
I hung up because I'm just dealing with that thing, and I just can't. And I don't even know. They just
that's
squeeze
the same
in
person.
There. They knock something.
I just wanted you to know what you were dealing with.
Yes, amen. Everybody, I already had prayed. I don't know how he just snuck in there. I seen Mario's number drop. He just popped in there.
It's the devil. That's all. He's trying to perverse. He's trying to allure. He's trying to get us off our game. But we will remain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
But grace and peace from God our Father. To all of you, Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied on the bishop.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So we had already started talking about, I had tried to call, I text Jay. He didn't try to get back with me. So I have his property, Nelson is on here. prophetess Roan is on here. And is that you, Z?
Yes.
Green? Okay. Okay,
yes,
now
ma'am.
The other
I'm
people, I know we had. Okay, I know we had more teachers in this. They just not on here. But
that's fine.
I was in.
I said that's fine. We
so
gonna rock with what we got.
Okay. So I gave Maria, the prophetess Nelson, all of the subjects. And
okay.
And so they get a half an hour, right?
Yes.
Teach 45 minutes to for half an hour to 45 minutes, because sometimes you just be, it just be getting good at a half hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just be getting good at a half an hour. So from a half hour to 45 minutes. And we'll do it like that. And Prophetess Ron, we will have it on Facebook. So if you would like to see it. And you too, Woman of God Green, we're going to have it on Facebook Live.
Okay.
So if you all would like to see it. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, we're going to have the Holy Convocation meeting starts in a half hour. So there's no other teacher but Maria. Maria, which one are you going to get? I'm sorry, Prophet Nelson.
It's okay. I wasn't sure. I know you gave the scripture, and I'm not sure, unless you want to just assign me one.
No, I want you to pray about the one you want,
okay.
Because I don't want to give you one. You know, I just want you to pray about it and ask God which one to teach from. And Bishop, you're supposed to teach, right? But you're not teaching on this.
Yeah, I'm teaching on the kingdom of God. It's going to be more like a summary, more into the touching on everything that has already been said, but just having a full conclusion. Well, I won't say a full conclusion, but what we'll do is the kingdom is a wide span, and it touches on all of those areas.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to be teaching. Coming from leadership, secondary leadership in the kingdom.
They're calling back now. So I'm not going to, they're calling back now. So I won't answer this time. I won't let them in this time. So, yeah, they just going to be able to listen to us. Well, I can cut them off again. Okay. Next time I'm going to burn him up. I'm burning that demon up next time. I ain't going to keep on. Man. You pushing your luck. That's all I can say. You got one more chance. And I'm going to burn you up then. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Apostle.
So, yeah.
Apostle. I know
yes,
this is
ma'am.
My first night here. I know this is my first night here. I'm not 100% sure of all that's going on, but if I'm understanding you correctly, basically you guys have everything pretty much already set in stone as far as the teachers and everybody that's going to participate?
No, we don't, because Lisa Harris was one of the teachers, Prophetess Harris, and she didn't show up on here. We need six teachers. And it's two on here. And I got one more supposed to teach, Jay. But you're going to have to come to Michigan and teach in the Holy Convocation. It's for the Holy Convocation.
Okay, and I do apologize. When is that supposed to be held?
In March 17th, 18th, and the 19th. I don't know. I apologize. You've been sick, baby. You know, you one of my little babies, been with me ever since this started.
Okay.
You know, see, he didn't call him back, y'all. Hello?
Hello? Prophet.
You know what? I recognize who you are, and I know your name is Halila.
That's my name is Jim, name. And I want to talk
your
about the other
Talila,
caller.
And
not
I
the same people.
Right now, you demon.
I have
get
a
off
vagina
of this
and a
don't
penis.
Come back.
I have a vagina and
right
a penis,
now,
and I'm a
name.
Drag.
The blood of Jesus
and I
is against you now. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You see that multi-personality, the spirit?
Yeah.
Y'all see now that he turned into a country?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just talking all, you
oh,
know, talking. So that, those are three different dimensions right there. That's three different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to come back and talk like he country. That's one
no,
person.
No, I'm not going to let him back in here. Mm-hmm.
No,
he can't come back
no.
in here. And I hope he don't be bothering me all night. I know that. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. It's the enemy
I'm
trying to turn the girl up.
Prophet, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine, Apostle. No apology is necessary. You're fine. You answered my question.
Yeah, I mean, if you would love, I would love for you to come. It's a lot of people coming. Mhm. It's a lot of people coming from different states. Mhm. Yeah, we have Morgan and her husband. They're gonna come and do the praise and worship from Florida. Mhm.
Okay.
So. You're welcome to come. You don't have anything holding you, anybody holding you now. Didn't I tell you?
Yes, I understand that.
But, yeah, but work. That's it. Mm-hmm. You've been at work since how old? 9 o'clock, 5 o'clock. This morning, 9 o'clock, girl.
No.
Mm-hmm. So, if it's, do you have any questions, anyone, before we, because we're going to go into that other thing in a little while.
No, Apostle, I just want to make sure that everybody's fully aware of why we did have this open meeting with all the teachers and leaders. Did you already explain that to them as well?
It's just teachers. It's not all the leaders.
No, these are just
these
the
are
teachers,
just
correct? Yeah.
Right.
I didn't. Oh, okay. Well, I'll go as far as saying this. These are for those that are teaching and those that desire to teach. You know, those that have the ability to teach, because that's a gift. That is a gift. And we want to definitely make sure that we honor you in that area. But we wanted to make sure on Mondays that we kind of keep in touch with you all, keep you abreast also with the vision. So tonight, really, we were supposed to get into the vision. But when we go into the other meeting now, are we going to still be on Blog Talk or are we going to actually get on the other line?
No, we're going to be right here. It's going to last
okay.
to 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I got it up to 10. It won't last that long. I got it up until 10,
no.
But you know it won't last
okay.
that long.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, other than that, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Please forgive my background. It's family people coming in and out.
Yeah, I understand. And that he's praying for Bishop. He lost his mother this morning. I'm asking for you all's prayers for him and the family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you all can go if you want to. Or you come back at 8 o'clock, I'll be right here dealing with that demon.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I'll meet y'all on the other line.
Okay. It's the same line.
So we'll have. Oh, this line. We'll be on Block Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Perfect. I'll see you back here.
You can get off and call back. I'm saying you can get off and call back in. Ooh, look at my eyes. Where
yes,
you?
Ma'am. That's what I'm about to do.
Okay.
Okay. Bless you.
See you then. Bless you.
Okay.
You all can get off if you want to.
You staying on?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to stay on. You all can stay on if you want to.
Okay.
You working?
I'm working as we're talking.
That's all right. No, I'm going to stay on. I mean, Mario, if you want to get off and come back on, you can. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay right here. I ain't going back up the steps till it's time to go up for good.
So, you're going to start back at 7?
Huh?
You're going to start back at 7 with the other meeting?
I'm not going to leave the... I'm saying, yeah, I'm not going to leave the line so you can hang up and call back into this line.
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Papa, I had sent you a message.
I don't know if you've seen it.
When that guy first called in, when he first called in.
Oh, I just saw those messages. You know what? The devil didn't let them messages come through until a little while ago. I seen myself. Oh, I got it now.
I had already
Mario
picked up
did
that.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
He calling back, but I'm not going to answer. He hear us, but I'm not going to answer. Mm-hmm. He hear us because he just, you know, he hear us, but I'm not going to turn his speaker on. Matter of fact, I'm going to cut him off because it ain't nothing but the devil messing with me. Mm-hmm. Keep cutting him off. Yeah, Bishop's mother passed this morning.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he'll be back on. He's a strong little man. I know that because he had called me and prayed for me. Then he told me his mother passed. I was like, boy, that's something. That's something. Because, you know, I was having problems when I was on this morning with my arm. And after I got off, he had called me and prayed for me. And then I said, okay, thank you so much. He said, I just wanted to let you know, Apostle, my mom died this morning. I was like, oh, my God, I should have been praying for you, boy.
I just lost a close relative on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. My
aunt died this morning. My aunt died this morning. Aunt Cynthia, she stay out there on 89th and State Street out there. She used to. She died this morning. Yeah, she had COVID. 88 years old. Yeah, but you know. Just got to stay in God, that's all.
Yeah, that's true.
People leaving here, I tell you. Better show enough to learn how to pray. Yep, it's all right, though. God is good. I thank and praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a good holiday and stuff.
It's quiet. Yeah. Anytime with family and time to slow down and get quality time in with the ones you love is always good for me.
Yep.
What about you, Apostle?
Oh, it was good. Everything was good, Everything is good. I had dinner and Christmas and had dinner yesterday and ran to the bed after they left. They be wanting me to cook. Cook a big old pot of dumplings, turkey and dumplings and cabbage greens and all that stuff. And they ate, and I cooked a lot of sweet stuff for Christmas, but I ain't cooked that much for New Year's because that stuff made me sick. It was too rich. I had too much butter in it. And my stomach just messed up. But I will be in St. Louis on Thursday. We're going to do a revival there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then we're going to come back, me and Bishop and Joanne.
How's Apostle doing?
He's doing good.
Yeah, holding on. But since the Lord and blessed people and start calling me, asking me to come do revivals and stuff, you know I'll be gone. You know, I can't let nothing stop me. I want God to move him out the way. So he let me go. But this, I wasn't even really thinking about no revival. I was thinking about my grandbaby, going to see my grandbaby. That's what I was going for. See, Journey Lynn. That's what I was going for when they asked to do a revival. And I said, yeah, so the revival's in the evening time, so I get to spend some daytime because I bought her a dollhouse for Christmas. And baby, Mimi and them video, when she first seen the house, they put it up in her room. And she came in that room. She was like, what's this? She didn't say nothing. She looked at the house, and Mimi was saying, go in the door, go in. She stepped in that door. She stepped back out. She threw her baby in there like, you test it out, and I'm going to look. She stood back and looked at that baby in there. Then John took her in there, and he sat down in there with her. So she like it now, but something, you know, with Down syndrome children, they in autistic, they just, you can't spring nothing on them like that. They be looking like, where it come from? So, but she doing real good. I just be wanting to not forget me. So I be trying to see her. I ain't seen it since it was warm. I wanted to forget her grandnanny. She called me grandnanny. Yeah, with her fat self. Girl, she big. She big. Yeah, she a big girl. 6 years old now. How time fly, baby. Time be flying. Yes, it does. It be flying.
Yes, it does.
I'm excited. Believe me, I'm so excited because what God's going to do, we starting these churches and stuff. We're going to be flying in and out of Florida more. You're going to see your mom there more than you want to. I'm going to be there.
Awesome. Wonderful. I'm going to be happy. Baby, I'm going to be happy.
And, haven't seen him since he was little. Then, look at me. Yeah, so it's going to be good. And after 90 days, we'll find somewhere else to start a new church. I'm going to have about 12, mm-hmm. 14 before it's over with in different states. Mm-hmm. No problem. Just have to have somebody to be there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be the headquarters, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we had a storage full of furniture. I got rid of a lot of that furniture. I'm still paying for the storage, though, because I got some church chairs in there. Once I get them out of there, I'm going to release it because it's $144 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it was for people when they was donating me furniture and stuff. So I got a storage full of furniture, and then I gave it to a girl that had bombed the house, or car bomb, whatever kind of bomb, they threw it in her house, in her furniture. She didn't have really hard nothing, so I gave up most of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, other than that, I'm so glad to hear from you, Providence Rome. Because I know you can't always get on in the morning, Dad. Yeah, my boy.
What happened? Actually, I can. I just haven't been on because I wasn't feeling good. I was surprised. Papa probably haven't even noticed I haven't been on there. It's been for a week.
You know what? I really didn't because I thought I saw you. I really thought I saw you.
It's been over a week.
Because I was trying to think of the people that I wasn't praying for, and I always try to pray for them, call their name out at least. That's okay. I got you then. I got you now, honey. How many? Yeah, I better go eat.
I got some chicken legs in the oven. I put them in so late. I'm getting sleepy. I ain't even going to want to eat now. When I get sleepy, they're not even ready. Frozen. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have cooked something that was already thawed out.
Yeah, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still chewing on my black eyed peas.
I don't know when the last time I ate black eyed peas.
Girl, I love you.
It's probably been many, many years since I have
really?
Granny probably cooked them the last time I ate them. So I'm sure I don't even think I've had black eyed peas since I've been in Florida. And we've been here, let's see, 11 years?
I try to come every year. I'm back out to see somebody. I hope I don't put me a camera in my basement. Somebody was on and took my peas. Probably me. Somebody. I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm going to get some more. I'm going to give me some more. It's not so high now.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Me? Me?
Yes.
Really?
I wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sound better.
I'm sitting in the same,
second,
in the same spot.
Oh.
I ain't moved. Do you hear me?
My,
I haven't even moved my leg.
Might be my phone.
Yeah. I got 15 minutes now.
Damn, you just feel like it's gone slow.
Uh-huh.
I said it seems like
warm
it's
there?
Slow. Yeah. It's today
really,
it's probably 80.
Really?
Kind of, you know, somebody 80 with the sun, so like 90.
So, right. Look, trying to make somebody move the floor to stop. You know, that's my place right there, babe.
Mm-hmm. As I when dad died, I was like, why he come away? I was like, he trying to be funny. You going to die in February? You know, I ain't trying to come back to Illinois in February.
Mm-mm.
I was the last
crazy
person on the plane looking out the window at the snow and ice like, this is not a good idea.
So crazy. Yeah.
They're like, man, we need to clean this plane. You got to get off. I'm sitting there like, I was so cold. I was traumatized.
Girl, you crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've been away
man,
from it too long.
Yeah, it's when I tell you, it's you don't want it when you ain't had it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. If they hearing
it, got cold
if they hearing
last week.
I saw that. You know, I watch the Weather Channel all the time.
Mm, it was in the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wrong.
Everybody thought they was going to die.
Girl, you crazy. Probably wrong.
Yes, ma'am.
They hiring where you work at, hiring?
Capital One, yeah, they're always hiring. Capital One is so big.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to hit careers
yeah
when you go on there? It's a remote job?
Some of the positions are hybrid, you know, where you do a certain amount of days at home, and then you may come into the office for like 1 or 2 days. But
mm-hmm
for the most of them, they'll work from home since the COVID.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do, just a part-time from home.
Yeah.
I just don't last.
Yeah.
Just do it. I mean, have me something now. Now, I got a lot to do. I would just tell him, Bishop, this is going to be the bishop of our church. He's going to join this church. He's going to be the bishop, not the pastor. I'm the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just going to be the bishop of, you know, at the church. But I was just telling him we got to do our chaplain's class, and I got to teach a demonology class. I don't know how I'm going to do all of that. I just don't know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we used to do Bible class every Tuesday and Thursday. Now we do Bible class every Tuesday and the first and third Thursday. So I cut off 2 days of the Bible class. We used to do that every Thursday, every Tuesday, but we don't do it like that anymore because I had so much going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to get busier, though, because the more they call me out, and, you know, this has been something I have been praying for years, to go out and preach and do revivals and stuff. But this next one is going to be for 4 churches. It's going to be a tent revival in South Carolina. You know, I got a lot of people down there with the people on the live broadcast. There's a lot of them stay down that way. I know at least
mm-hmm
six. Mm-hmm. my spiritual son, Tremaine Buchanan, he still stayed down there. He picked us up the last time at the airport when we flew in, me and Carly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got 9 minutes, y'all. I'm still drinking on my protein shake from this morning. I feel like I got enough protein. You know I'm fasting from coffee. You know I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was tough. I ain't turning my chicken off. I said, is it done? I'm out here talking. I ain't going to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I done burned it up. That's why he looking like that.
So the meeting that we're about to have, what is this meeting for?
It's for the Holy Convocation. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
For the Holy Convocation. Mm-hmm. What people are doing in the convocation and stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we have never had one, and I didn't know how to do one. He was teaching us how to do it, but I didn't want it like COVID. I didn't want it like that because they have a general board and this board and that board. I didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So we just doing it how we feel like we should, not just like the conventions, because, you know, Baptist people have conventions. That's what I'm used to. But every year I've been affirming people and ordaining people. So that's really a convocation, but we doing it 3 days this time. Last year we did it one day. When Michelle got affirmed, we did it one day. But this time it's going to be 3 days, and we're going to have teaching each night. We're going to have it at the Hilton Garden in Southfield, Michigan. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. It's good. We got Bishop going to preach Friday night. I'll preach. No, this other man, Pastor, what is his name? Simpson, he's going to preach Saturday, and I'll preach Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have people in the pulpit area that's leaders like apostles and bishops up, sitting up there. Mm-hmm. And we got people from all over coming. They already got their tickets, their rooms, and everything. It's a blessing. And so we doing ad books. If you know somebody that will get an ad in the ad book, because of this, my first convocation, I really want an ad book from everybody. They can congratulate me, or they can put their business in there, whatever it is. It's $25, $50, and $100 an ad. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to do that, and then they'll get a book. They don't have to buy a book. They'll get a book because I'm got the people that's going to do it for me. And I've been asking people to get one from me. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we had a meeting with the preachers that's going to do the churches and stuff last week. I think we had 3 meetings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had 3 meetings. No. How's that baby doing, girls?
Did you ask a question about her?
How's your baby doing? Her pretty self.
She's doing a lot better. A lot, lot better. She's doing good, Apostle.
Good. She getting used to school.
Well, she's been home, and so she go back next Tuesday, actually. We'll see how that goes.
Everybody ain't meant to go to college, that's for sure.
Yeah, with all the stuff going on, I just try to support what she's wanting to do.
That's right. You're so right.
Support her as present as I can and stay in point.
Because that's what happened to me, son. He was trying to go to college here and there, and he ended up in the Army. He's in the Army Reserves for 6 years.
I'm not really feeling the campus she wants to stay on, but I just remind myself God is everywhere, so.
Yeah.
He loves me more than I do.
Yeah. We got about 3 minutes for the other meeting to start. Prophet Brown, we had a demon on our line. He was a schizo. He was a person with a multi personality.
Multiple personality.
He kept changing. They kept changing. And I was trying to pray for him. I said, "You come back on this line one more time. I'm gonna pray for you."
Oh my, you know, I can't talk too much, but I can listen more. But could you see the number where the person was coming from?
Oh yeah, they changed the number up a couple of times. He kept saying like he was in a drag club, he was a drag queen and all this. Oh, he was saying some of everything. Bishop was like, Apostle, you talk to the same person with some different more. And he called back, and then he was talking country. I said, "Lord, have mercy." Prophetess Rona and Prophetess Nelson was telling me, that's the same person. So he called back every now and then, and I just X him out, block him out. I don't know what we're talking about this evening. I don't know what. Stuff was down last week. Oh, the dress codes, I guess, because all the ministers should be in black. Well, they ain't on here yet. If they come on tonight, I don't know. Tonight is Monday, honey. Everybody probably sold up tired. My eyes is so red. They looking better now. I got me some green tea drinking on it. Going back upstairs and hit that bed hard as I can.
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am, we're here.
Okay.
Hey, man, it is 8 o'clock. So, I think last week we were talking about the dress code, how we're supposed to be dressed, what we're supposed to wear. And I'm thinking, that it's different. I think the bishop's going to dress in one color and the apostles dress in another color, and then the ministers will have their black on. That's what I'm thinking. And then I think it's Michelle Manning. And Michelle Manning and Sandra Lee Riney. And some more people that said they were going to just, like, we got usher, we need ushers and greeters. And they were saying just use them wherever. Then we got our praise and worship team intact. We talk about this every week. And I know it seemed like it's unnecessary for us to meet every week, but we need to keep it fresh in our mind what we're supposed to do. Soon, Maria, Celestine, she told me to give you her number. So you often talk about the music and stuff, and I will text it to you so you won't have to try to write it down and lose it. I'll text it to you. Her name is Celestine Johnson. Paul Martin is her uncle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so, but I, you know, that devotion, I want it right. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be praying anyway. I'm going to be down there praying anyway. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's Jay, remember, Black and White. Official day, Saturday. See, he need to be on here. He ain't on here. Let me see. He says civic attire, color of arms, and lay members have on black and white. That's what it is. And then the official day is Saturday when I do everything. And that's the day we have to have the civic attire on. And I don't know no figures because I should have wrote that down. Candy dresses. Oh. Invested gear. I don't know what that is, but yeah. So that civic attire, I know he said the color of arms. I didn't forget what that was. Color of arms. Maybe I can Google it. Oh, Jesus. Let me see. There go. Prophetess Sala. Hey, Prophetess.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Hey. Did he say orange and purple? I don't know. He need to get on here because I done forgot what the civic attire. Do you remember what that is, Prophet Taylor? The civic attire. I know the official day is Saturday and we're supposed to wear civic attire. Colors of arms. Let me see if I can Google it.
I missed that. I missed that.
That was
that was going to be all of the appropriate colors that he mentioned for the different titles. So that's when you wear your official wear, you know, whatever colors that you wear, you know, for ceremonial purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he said that the ministers could wear their the small piece, the placard collar, the small collar, and then the pastors, they can wear the full collar. Prophets could wear, I think he said full collar too, but they also could have a pick a color. He said that you all could come up with a color.
Oh, really?
That they could wear. I think that's what he said. You can decide what color will be the color for them in general. So whenever there's something official, that would be the color because they can wear different colors.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Apostle.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Waiting on Bishop. He lost his mother this morning. His mother passed this morning.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, condolences to him. How is he doing?
Well, he'll be up there. He'll be on here in a minute. He seemed like he's doing okay, but you know how that is. It'll hit him at the wall.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting on him. Okay. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, well, you got more understanding than I do because all that civic stuff and all this kind of stuff. But I know we got to be all on one accord. That was Jay Sanford just texting me, talking about we'll talk tomorrow because he do not want to come on this thing, but he better be there to teach. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just
I want to have the same information.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. We all need the same information, what to wear and stuff like that. He said he was getting ready to come on here in a minute.
Okay. Which one is your number? On your website, it's saying that the church number is enrolled. Which one of your
number
is enrolled?
The church number.
If they're telling me.
This right here is the Blog Talk number, 516-387-1346, but the church number is, I think it's 215. Let me see. I have to look at it because I forget it too.
It's not my
Because I don't
remember. 947?
Huh?
The 947 number?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. That's a shame. It's the 947. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get it, though. I should know it, but I don't. I just don't. I don't know.
No, it's okay. I have it. But I want to know which number you have that enroll in Zelle, because they're telling me they're going to send it back to me on 11.
Okay, it's not going to go back. I got to go to the bank in the morning. It's just hard to get in the bank. They won't let you in unless you have an appointment. They won't even talk to me unless I have an appointment. Mm-mm. So my appointment, they won't let me do anything. I had to make an appointment last Thursday for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's not going to go back. Mm-hmm. 947-215-8735,
yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's the same number, but I'll be there in the morning at 10 o'clock, and they're going to straighten everything out. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, no, it's not going to go back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we've already prayed and everything. We've been on here since 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern time because we had for the teachers first, and then we just talking. We had that first. And then, but we got, like I said, we got the devotion. We have that, who's going to do that. And we have the greeters and the ushers. That's when a prophet is ringing. And the woman of God, Manny, said that they are usher, do whatever they need to do. I just want to make sure the pulpit is taken care of. the apostles and bishops that's going to sit up there because they don't need to have to come down for anything, you know. So we want to make sure we keep them juiced up and watered up there. And then we need to make sure that we have two really good greeters greeting people as they come in. And we need to know who they are. We can't wait until they get here. I know a prophetess Bell will probably can do one and be one too, a greeter. We just need two greeters. That's it. And listen, we have one to allow one to go and do something else, but we need two greeters. We need somebody on the pulpit making sure that all of the leaders are taken care of up there. And then we need, ushers. We need people to take the offering up. We need offering plates or baskets, whatever. And I should be writing this stuff down. I'm just talking it out. Cause my boss is leaving, y'all. And I'm just talking it out now. And,
Do you think we can get somebody that can, that don't mind writing down so that we can reiterate again?
Hey, I was thinking about that. You need a secretary and take minutes.
Yes, that's definitely going to be someone that but I'm going to shut up because I'm going to wait because I definitely want Apostle to go ahead and finish what she was saying.
I do have some stuff on this paper. Prophetess Carlin is on, but she can't talk. She's at work. So what I will do, I will take the minutes. I don't mind doing that. Prophetess Saller. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you take some minutes for us, please? Are you busy?
Okay, I could do it.
You doing your homework?
No, ma'am. I'm a graduate.
I thought you was a graduate, girl. Congratulations.
Say that, graduate. Say
ma'am.
That, graduate.
Go now. I started off talking about we're not going to talk about the dress codes because I messed all those colors up. So we're going to scratch everything I see because I couldn't tell y'all the civic attire. So we're going to scratch all of it. And then we're going to go to the greeters and the ushers. You can just write down the day's date and the greeters, or you can type it up however you want to do it. And we're going to have a prophetess Ashley Bell as a greeter. And Michelle Manning, she said we can use her in whatever area. And you said it too, prophetess Rainey, right?
Yes, Apostle.
Yeah, prophetess Rainey, she said she'll be used in whatever we need her. So you can put her down there as over the pulpit, the leaders. Okay, greeter. bill. Rainey and Michelle Manning. And then we need some ushers. Two, we need more than one greeter. And so I really don't know who else could do a greeter. And I don't know who can be an usher right now because not enough is on here, but I will find out. So we do need some more teachers. The teachers are Prophetess Nelson, Bishop Davis, Jay, I think it's Willie Mae Jones. Supposed to be Lisa Harris. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I miss one. You said Jay.
Jay Sanford. Prophetess Willa Mae Jones.
I got everybody else. Thank you.
Okay, and then I could possibly have Prophetess Davis that's staying saddened off to do something. I'm going to write her name down and give her a call in the morning. Frances Jones Davis. Call her in the morning. And if all else fails, Carlin Brown can teach. Or possible. Carlin Brown needs to do that. What else? And then we just need to know, Bishop, what to wear on the different days. And that's what really needs to be written down, because if not, we're going to all mess up. I'm just telling you, we're going to be in stuff that we shouldn't be in. So Friday and Saturday, all of those days are different, I guess, on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, Bishop.
Okay. Grace and peace from God our Father, Jesus the Christ. We bring you greetings and with love. Just want to say to all of you, Happy New Year. And the Lord is up to something good. I hope everybody can hear me. But the Lord is up to something good. And I'm so excited on what the Lord is doing at this hour. First, I want to say that what we will be doing, Civic Tire, on the first night, that is our opening night, yours truly will be bringing forth the word that night. So we'll be all in civic attire.
Okay, explain that.
Now civic requires colors, what we call code of honor or colors of honor, of arms. Excuse me, colors of arms. In other words, it is a military term, and we'll start from the head on down. Me and Apostle Deans will be able to wear red that night. And what we'll do is we'll wear the red. Now, going forward, that means the clergy shirts. We're dealing with the clergy shirts now, okay? All right, so The red is for the presiding prelates and also the apostles. Okay, so any visitors, they may be able to wear red. Anyone that apostle, as she begins to invite more, will make sure that they are in their correct colors that civic that night for civic. So the apostles, the bishops will wear fuchsia or purple. Other than that, out of the respect of the order of the house, they will wear fuchsia or purple. Okay? Pastors, let's just say overseers, if we have any overseers, they will wear the blue, the royal blue. Okay? Overseers will wear royal blue. Now, this is the same colors that we will actually do on the official day that Apostle Dean will be the chief celebrant, okay, when it's time for consecrations and affirmations. Okay, so during that session, we'll be in choir dress, but the day that I preach, we will be in civic. Okay, that means black suits, women. You will wear black skirts. You could, now if you want to go old school, you know, they, you know, women will wear black tights or black stockings. No white socks. Men will wear black socks. Women, you can wear your stilettos. And on that, on the civic day and also on the official day, try not to wear too much jewelry because it's about unity. It's about us unifying ourselves. It's not about us being flashy during that session. And so overseers will wear the blue. The pastors, the elders will wear black clergy collars and black shirts. Again, women, you will wear your skirts, your black skirts, with a black jacket or suit jacket for button up. All right? So you will wear that on the civic day. All right? Then for ministers, you will wear your tip, not the collar, collar, not the full collar, but the tip collar. Okay? If, in other words, ministers are not ordained. Most ministers, licensed ministers, you wear the tip. Even if you are, you know, if you're ordained minister in our churches or our Reformation, ministers wear tips, elders wear collars. That means that's what they ordain. We don't ordain ministers. We ordain elders. Ministers, basically what they do, that's their beginning of the call on, into discipleship. Okay? So you will wear your black tip. Deacons, wear your black tip. Okay? Everybody will be distinct in a different way. Okay? All right? So that's basically evangelists, ordained evangelists. You can wear your collar if you are an ordained evangelist. Okay? Deacons as well, they can wear collars. It's just certain reformations, they don't allow them to. But if you're a deacon, you can wear it, but we prefer you to wear your tip. Okay? It just gives a distinctive distinction between evangelists and deacons and all of that stuff. So we will actually walk into the sanctuary the first day, and the second day we will walk in to the sanctuary. It's called a procession. So we'll have it where the procession really will be, the full procession will be on the official day. if I lost anybody, everybody is do you have any questions so far before I go forward?
Is the procession also banner?
The banner?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yeah, well, what that is, it's what we call the military's presenting of arms or presenting of colors. So, yes, ma'am. The banner is when we actually walk down the aisle as the procession. We do it in funerals as well, but most time in the official day, it's quite different. We'll have the ministers walk down first. We'll have the deacons. We have the evangelists. Then we have the elders walk. Then we have the pastors walk down. Then we'll have, after the pastors, we'll have the overseers. We don't have any overseers. Then we'll have the bishops, the college of bishops. All right? After we have the College of Bishops, then we have, before we have the College of Bishops, we'll have the invited guests to walk down if they desire. So that's the full procession. We'll do that on Saturday. And if we can, if those can get there a little early, one thing I realized is that it's also good for people to have a visual of these things, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So those that will be walking down with us, we're going to teach you how to walk down. So one of these classes, we're going to take a time so we can show you how you're going to line up according to the procession. So you're not going to be blinded and say, oh, where am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to be? Because the Bible says he's sitting by twos. So when you're walking down the aisle, you're going to be standing next to somebody. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Did that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes. I was just trying to get, like you said, a visual outlook on it. And I know when I was part of Church of God in Christ, that's why I remember the banner. And I was just trying to, understand that that's the same thing as what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. The Church of God in Christ really gets it from the Catholic perspective and the Methodist perspective of church.
Right.
Bishop Mason, all of them met up at Azusa Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, in California. So, when they all met up on Azusa Street, a Methodist pastor actually taught the body of Christ colors so that it will bring us into a place of understanding and also to separate us, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And our own ranking. So, in other words, as we grow, the only ones at this point in this Reformation will be able to wear red is myself and Apostle. Now, Apostle Brown, others that's a part of this Reformation, because they are apostles, they'll be able to wear red as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do
HR
stand for?
Ma'am?
I've always been curious of what each color is good for, like the red.
Okay, to give you a quick summary, I'm going to give it to you in layman terms because then I'll have to get all the scriptures out and actually show you the breakdown. So what these are, all these colors, like I said, they all come from blue is for overseers. Now, they also use green for prophets. How can I just describe? I don't really have all of my notes at this moment. I'm glad you asked. So here it is. Let us do a teaching on that so that it makes sense. Let us give a brief teaching maybe one of these days when we're doing our walkthrough of what we're all supposed to be doing that I can do a little bit more intellectual teaching on it, if that makes sense.
Yes, I would love it. Thank you.
Okay. That's awesome. But those are our colors that we shall wear during that session. So it's civic. We're going to be in that. Now, here's the funny thing. We're going to turn right around and wear the civic under our choir dress or our full garments the next day. Y'all church got choir.
Yes. So what's that? Can you tell them what the choir dress is? I think I wrote it down.
Okay. Now the choir dress is a basic. Most of us should have the 33 button. It stands for the 33 years. Of his life in ministry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what that stuff. Matter of fact, let me get this because I got all the rest of that stuff. I got those right here. I can go ahead and give that to you. So that you know, I'm blinded by anything. Give me one moment. I'm going to give that to you now so that we can get into the colors. Okay. Y'all, give me a minute. I'm so sorry. I should have been prepared for this.
You're not at your house. Your family. You're with your family.
I just got home.
Okay.
Yeah, possibly. Okay. All right. Let's see here. All right, so the first thing is the cassock, okay? It is a loose-fitting garment that is worn as a foundational garment symbolizing servanthood. So all of us are under that umbrella of servitude or servanthood, okay? So that cassock, we wear it as servants. That's why it's important, and I love the way Apostle was saying earlier, how it's important for us to be unified, and that we're not wearing all type of crazy colors. Because,
excuse me. Excuse me, Bishop. Yes. Can you spell that?
The word cassock.
Yes.
Okay, that's cassock.
CK, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Passion.
And if you Passion. All desire, you can also look this up yourself.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, so that y'all know what it all is, okay?
Thank you.
The next thing that should be worn for the body of Christ is called a cincture. A cincture.
A what?
A cincture. Let me get it for you. Don't worry. I got that. I'm going to get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a So this is what goes around the waist, okay? Let me see this. Let me see. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for bringing all these things back to my memory because I don't have all my paperwork. Okay. So the cincture garment. Now, a real cincture garment doesn't have, it has bells on it. Let me spell that for you. Let me know when you're ready for me to spell it. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, that is spelled C-I-N-C-T-U-R-E.
a tincture.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look this up. And the Bible says, I'm gonna tell you, there's two things that was, this is what they call the mantle around Jesus' waist that he took from around his waist to wash the disciples' feet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the mantle. Okay? Also, remember, the mantle also that was taken, the Bible says that when Elijah was getting ready to leave, that he dropped the mantle, that the mantle fell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right? So it is what we would consider a belt. And also, the Bible says the priests would go into the temple. Remember back in the Old Testament? They would go with bells on, and as long as the bells were ringing, they knew that the priest was still alive. But when the bells
I hear
died,
a lot of noise.
Drag.
I hear a lot of noise
know who
in
that
the background. I'm cutting the sound off. So if you can't speak, you cut off because all of that sound and noise. I don't want to hear that stuff. Bishop.
Okay, so the cincture is around the waist. The Bible says that in the Old Testament that the high priest would go into the temple with the bells. So really, they got the little danglings. What you call it? Those little it's like a little mesh at the bottom, but really they're supposed to be bells at the bottom. Okay,
mm-hmm.
A real cincture has bells. So when the priest, the bell stopped ringing, what they would do is they would tie a rope around him. And because they knew that if he stopped moving, that means he was dead. So they would drag him out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go into the temple.
Mm-hmm.
They would drag him out, and another priest would go in to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a mantle, that cincture. Okay? So when you get a chance, please look at that. Now, the next thing, and I'm going to talk about two particular things. One is called the rochette. Those are for bishops and apostles only. And then you have the elders and pastors we call the surplice. Surplice is spelled S-U-R-P-L-I-C-E. God, I thank you. I know how to spell. That's called surplice. Okay, and that is worn as an overing. Listen, it is a garment that is identified as a worship leader. Now, for the bishop and for the apostle, this is identified as the first worship leader or the head worship leader. If you cannot see your pastor or your leader, praise God. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm teaching right now, but I'm not. I'm just going through this.
Yes, Lord. I love it.
Okay. Apostle, you know I ain't trying to go that route. You already know how I feel right now, and I'm trying to compose myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if your leader, if you see apostle not praising or worship God, now let me tell you this too. It is against the law by our government. I'm not talking about the world government. I'm talking about the church. If you see your leader praising God, you praise him too.
Yes.
Because that's when blessings are starting to be released. Healing is starting to come forth. The Bible says that David danced clothes and he began to worship because he was a worship leader at heart. If you see me, Bandi, if you see me worship, you worship.
Mm-hmm.
If you see us praise, you praise. You don't wait. In other words, a.k.a., if you see a black person running, you run too. You ask questions later. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No, bitch. That's all about connecting. When you're talking about unity, that's unison.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Because if I see you run, I may ask you why we run it, but I ain't going to stand there and watch you run in front of me. I'm going to ask you later what's going on. I'm out of breath, but I'm going to be all right. And that's what it is. Mm. Ah, God, Lord Jesus. I'm trying, Apostle, I ain't trying to tell this thing what the Lord untold me. All right. So because you done talked about unity, that's what we're doing this year. This year is three things. One is unity. Amen. The next thing we're going to be dealing with is maturity.
Oh, yeah. Man.
We need to come to a place of maturity. How to handle weight. Now, there's two type of weights I'm talking about. I'm talking about W-A-A-I-T, weight, and also I'm talking about that W-H-E-I-H-T, weight. We got to learn how to handle something while we are waiting for God to say something. Can you handle the glory while you're waiting? Yeah. All right. So the next thing here is called the Shamir. The Shamir. Okay. This is an overgarment. This is over your surplice or your rochette. This shows the color of your office. Like I told you, red fuchsia, purple, or black. If you, pastors, we might even go into that to pastors to wearing that. I don't know. We might separate them and have the pastors in the black shamir. Now, this stuff does cost. It is costly. But there is sites where we can show you where we can get this stuff for decent prices. Amen. I'm talking about at least $200 to $300.
Well,
you can get a shamir, and you can get a shamir and a rochette. You can get a rochette for cheap, I'm telling you. Okay. All right. So, all right. All right. Again, I definitely just wanted to make sure that we understand that cincture part, because this is the towel or the mantle that Jesus took. I want you to know the importance of this. Okay? This shows that even though you're a leader, you're still a servant. I don't care how great you become, you're still a servant. I don't care after we leave the holy convocation, if we're feeling revived, we're feeling refreshed, don't forget your servitude. Don't forget your servanthood. Okay? All right? Now, we don't have to worry about the cope because that's for apostles. Now, I'm going to tell you what it is, though. I'm going to tell you what these things mean. Okay, the cope is for the apostle and the presiding bishop. Okay, what this garment is, it is a cloak. Some people say the cloak. It represents the charity and the royal priesthood. It also symbolizes the shepherd's covering of the sheep. All right? From the nakedness and exposure. Now, let me tell you what that means from nakedness and exposure. Y'all remember when Abraham, was it? No, Noah got drunk after he got off that boat. Y'all remember what Ham did? Went and laughed at his father? Okay. So as servants, here it is. The Bible said that he went to go get his other two brothers to laugh at their father while they're drunk because he saw them naked. Now, the crazy thing about it is the father is aware that he's laughing. He's just so drunk he can't do nothing about it. You can be so exposed to the world and have no covering and have no support, and you can feel naked because you don't have nobody to pray you back. The Bible says the two sons the two sons begin to walk backwards and throw the cloak upon their father and kept walking forward. You need people that's going to cover you in your mess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The world don't need to see you in your to be exposed. We are coverings for you. Spiritual covering.
Yeah.
Apostle cover y'all every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes it seems repetitive, but she prays for you every day. That's because she's covering your exposure. That means somebody wants to tell some of your darkest secrets. Somebody wants to hurt you. Somebody wants to kill you. Somebody is trying to damage you. But somehow you find yourself on the line 5:30 in the morning, being praying all the way up to tonight. You think she's just doing it for her health? She's doing it because she's covering your nakedness so that the world don't see you as what you really are. And let me tell you something. What you don't know is that while she's covering you and y'all praying for her, but she comes to me and I cover her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray her back.
Mm-hmm.
We need people that's not going to be judgmental, but just look at who we are and see our anointing and say, you're too anointed. I'm not going to let you be exposed like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the cope or the cloak or the cape of also called celebration. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. This is the most crazy and bizarre thing I've read in the Bible. It was in the book of Exodus. While the children of Israel is eating, okay, do y'all know how unleavened bread came about? The Bible says that the reason why they celebrate the unleavened bread because, first of all, their bread had yeast in it. And Pharaoh came after the last plague. Here it is. While death is around them, they're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says he put the blood over the doorposts. And they're while people crying, dying, losing their lives, losing their children. And they're okatamande. So they're looking for the food to start eating while people dying. So you're going to be in a place where you're going to be in a sense of celebration in the spirit and also in the natural while people going through around you. The holy convocation is called the Holy Week, where we are celebrating life, where we're celebrating longevity, while we're celebrating our men and our women of God, where we're celebrating with them. God is saying, I'm covering you. I'm keeping you. I'm keeping you alive. I'm strengthening you. And while I'm doing that, the devil, your enemies, I'm not talking about people per se, but the people that's being used by the enemy is going through hell while you on a summer beach enjoying life.
Come on now.
Okay, let's go to the next called the pectoral cross. I'm going to spell pectoral cross. Y'all need to definitely write this down because this is for every bishop and apostle.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Go on.
Okay. This is for every bishop and apostle and also pastor. Y'all wonder why, do anybody know why we wear crosses in our left pocket? Is everybody familiar with that? So here it is. It represents the chains of a prisoner, for we are prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? It your collar, your collar. Be careful what you wear and you don't know what they represent. Because your tip and your collar is saying, this is what it's basically saying when you put on that collar. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. In other words, I'd rather be beheaded. I'm willing to be beheaded. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you wear the collar for. Every time you put on that collar, you're putting your life on the line. Every time. And that chain saying that I am in prison to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which means I have no other choice but to preach it, even if I like it, even if I don't like it. That means even if I don't want to preach it, even if I don't feel like I'm a preacher, even if I don't feel like I'm a prophetess, I still got to preach the word of God because I am a prisoner of the faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're all prisoners.
This is just so awesome. You're really teaching so much because, like I said, I was part of Church of God in Christ, and I've always had deep thinking about different things with the colors, and I never knew what they meant. And I'm so glad that you're explaining it, you know, the different things, the different garments that bishops and, you know, and apostles wear.
Amen.
And how different garments and things that, you know, like the cross and everything. I didn't know that. I understand what you were talking about. I have seen that where they wear the cross, you know, on the side. And, you know, and do they have a ring also?
We do. I was getting to that part. I got three more to get through. Three more.
Okay.
And God bless you, too. And I'm sorry that I'm holding you guys.
I'm listening. I love it. It sounds like you're preaching. I love to keep it going.
I get excited about the word. But the next is called the tippet. It symbolizes a broad measure of authority, a bond that represents the Lord as an ambassador. So anybody ever seen after they had on that little, let's say if they had on the red, and then they'll come on and they'll have on a red tippet or a black tippet. It's like, how can I say it? It's kind of like it kind of looked like it's much longer. It's got seals on it. Anybody ever saw that with seals on it? The different Kojic seals on the tippet when they're in their choir dress.
I haven't seen it. I don't guess.
It looked like a scarf.
Oh, that thing I put around my neck.
Yes, that's called the tippet.
Yes, I know what you're saying. Yes.
Okay. Is anybody else on this line beside us three?
Yeah, it's 10 people on here.
They just so quiet. Okay.
How's it
going?
Okay,
okay, good. Bless you.
It's 10 people on here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm writing. Or trying to, yeah.
Please, if I'm going too fast, slow me down. But the word tippet is spelled T-I-P-P-E-T. It symbolizes a broad measure of authority. In other words, on these tippets for pastors, for overseers, bishops, and apostles, you would wear our seal on your tippet. It's also it also represents of the Lord as an ambassador. So you're an ambassador of the Lord, but you're also a part of a body, those seals, okay? Nowadays, every church has, they don't have logos anymore. They have church seals, okay? It represents their church, their colors of the church, the colors of the ministry. Everything has a representation, okay? Let me go to the next. Now, y'all seen Apostle wear this quite a few times. Matter of fact, she wore it this morning during prayer. It is a white covering over her head. Anybody ever saw Apostle wear one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So this name is kind of long, and it's kind of difficult to say. But I'm going to say it like this first, and then I'm going to explain it. If you want to sound it out, it's like the ghetto. Like the ghetto. That sounds crazy. But it's called a zucchetto.
Mm-hmm.
A zucchetto. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-E-T-T-O. It's the covering of the head is to honor Jesus Christ as our head. So when you wear, when you see her wear, some call it, the Hebrews or the Jews, they call it a yarmulke. We call it a zucchetto. Okay? It is a head covering. It just tells them that Jesus is our covering, that Jesus is our head. Now, back in the old Pentecost, go ahead.
Red, correct. It's white or red.
Because I know
she wears a red one or a white one.
That's correct. She wears that. I wear a purple, a fuchsia. I also wear red. And I believe I have a black one. Okay? You can't go
Excuse
wrong with a black
me.
One. Yes.
Isha.
Yes.
I didn't put it but for an hour and a half, and so it will go off, but it's just the recording won't be recording. We can still talk.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
I'm
will be 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
It's okay.
Oh. Well,
okay.
I got one more.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it. Are you teaching me?
Well, we're going to have to let Bishop teach you, girl.
Yeah, I love it. I got
one more, and then I'll, well, this is
Come
the
on.
Ring, and then that's it. The ring, and then What's that's up? It. The ring is a signet, okay, is a signet of authority, okay? The ring is also a sign of sonship of God. So son or daughter. Remember, when most times when they're talking about in scriptures, they're not saying man as just one male. He's talking about male and female. Okay. I do believe in women bishops. I believe in women apostles. I believe in women in ministry. I advocate for women in ministry. Okay. A lot of older apostolics used to say to me, well, women's supposed to be silent in the church, and they were old bishops. And the only thing, I had two things to say to them when it comes down to that. First of all, really I only need to say one. Mary, Jesus' mother, carried the word in her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to just use Deborah. I'm just going to use Mary. Mary was a word carrier. Okay, that means that at times she preached too. Ain't nowhere in the world you going to have God in you and not preach.
Right.
Ain't no way. Okay. I tell my spiritual children all the time, there's no way on God green's earth that I'm going to prophesy and you ain't going to prophesy.
Right. Then they all receive the Holy Spirit up in the upper room.
The 120 people.
Yeah.
But that stood for different nationalities. Now we have more nationalities now. But that was 120 nationalities. Okay? That was different people. And please don't let people tell you that the Jewish people are one type of people. That's a lie. Jewish people, when they left Egypt, they were black, they were white, they was Asian, they was all type of folk. Read your word. They were different nationalities. So the Hebrew the Hebrew family was one family. They were one. But when they left as Israel, they were a nation. Okay? Because you got to realize Egypt was a commodity. Egypt was a big marketplace. So people would come from all over the world, go to Egypt. Okay. So I'm done. I just wanted to give that, and I apologize that I took up a lot of your time, Apostle. But back to you.
I have a quick question, Bishop.
Yes.
Apostle Sattler here.
Grace and peace.
So for Friday, we're doing civic attire for Saturday.
Yes.
We have two sessions on Saturday. And one of them would be a teaching session. What's the attire for those 2 days? And I think Sunday is civic attire or four garments.
No, Sunday is not full garment. Sunday,
okay.
That's just a regular service. We just going up in glory.
So, no.
Now,
no,
I know apostles won't be. Huh?
Okay. So, no specific attire for Sunday.
No, ma'am. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I know apostle going to be in her garment. I already know she's going to. Right. You ain't going to see her uncovered.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, for that,
Friday, we're going to have teaching, too.
That's correct.
We're going to have teaching on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Prophetess Harris, you missed the teachers' meeting tonight. We need you to just come on in there. If you're going to come and teach, if you're going to try to teach, you need to step on in there because we need the teachers to be present when we're there. We have everybody get off work, and I understand if you're working or not or whatever have you, but we need our teachers to show up. I already have one person that will not show up, but the rest of our teachers need to show up. Just call in, you know, and if you're going to teach, we discussed about teaching what subject that we're going to teach about. We need to know what you want to teach about. I gave the theme to everyone tonight, and we need to know what you want to teach about. So I will text you the theme so you can pick which one you want to teach about. I'm not going to tell you, you know, or put it on you, but you can pick your own. Amen.
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 No, I'm talking to Prophetess Harry. I'm going to click you off here. Hello? Okay, because I don't have time to be playing. This ain't no playing matter. If you're going to teach, you're going to teach. If not, don't. That's all I'm saying. So I teach my own self. If you're going to do something for God, you do it for God. And don't be showing up, half showing up for the Lord, because I'm not going to take that. No. So, anyway, next Monday at the same very time, we're going to talk about the ad book. We ain't talking about none of this stuff we done went over today. We're going to talk about the ad book and what kind of ads we have gotten. And I don't know if anybody have gotten any ads, but, yeah, we need to work on that. That's the next thing because I got a printing company that's going to print them. I don't want to tie Prophetess Tyler up and doing all that kind of stuff. So I got a printing company that's right across the street from me that's going to print the books when we get the ads. And I can't tell them when because I don't know what's going on with them. So next Monday, that'll be the first thing on the agenda. And man, we're getting ready to go off of here before I get upset. It's 9 o'clock after 9. Father, in the name of Jesus. Anybody else have anything? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to come together, God, to plan and to talk about this holy convocation, God. I just give you glory today, God. Thank you for the understanding, the communication, God. I thank you, God, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, the ones that was up under the sound of my voice. Ask you to cover and bless them now, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord. Just let us stay on one accord. Let us stay focused, God, on your stuff, on the kingdom of God stuff. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. You all have a good night. I've been on here too long. I'm tired. God bless you. You all have a good night. Amen.
Good night, your pastor.
Good night.
Love you, dear.